Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 16th. South Bruce OPP have charged a driver after a pedestrian was hit in Walkerton. Police say at about 12:15 this afternoon, officers and Bruce County paramedics responded to the collision at Durham Street East and Colborne Street South. A 64-year-old pedestrian was hit by a passenger vehicle while crossing the road. OPP say they were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver, a 27-year-old resident of Brockton, has been charged under the Highway Traffic Act with careless driving causing bodily harm. Grey Bruce OPP are urging you to exercise extreme caution when it comes to online pop-up scams after a community member was defrauded out of a significant amount of gold. The investigation began on Monday after the victim reported providing access to their banking information and over $63,000 in cash and gold to individuals fraudulently posing as Microsoft representatives. Police are urging you to be vigilant regarding unsolicited online messages, phone calls, or emails. They say reputable companies and financial institutions will never request remote access to your computer or demand payment in the form of gold, gift cards, or cryptocurrency. The Bank of Canada is holding its interest rate target steady at 2.75%. The central bank made the announcement this morning on the heels of a cooler-than-expected inflation report for March. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem says the economic outlook is uncertain due to U.S. tariffs.
We decided to hold our policy interest rate unchanged as we gain more information about both the path forward for U.S. tariffs and their impacts.
The Ford government is introducing legislation to unconditionally remove all exceptions to interprovincial trade. For alcohol, they plan to create a direct-to-consumer sales model where you can buy from other provinces. The Ontario PC government says trade barriers within Canada cost the economy up to $200 billion each year and lower gross domestic product by nearly 8%. Also, part of their Protect Ontario through Free Trade Within Canada Act, moving to allow more regulated health professionals in good standing to practice in Ontario while they wait for registration in an Ontario Health Regulatory College. They also want to look at doing that for American healthcare professionals. On the federal election campaign trail, the French language federal leaders debate is set to be held this evening. It's due to begin at 6, 2 hours earlier than originally planned, in order to avoid clashing with a highly anticipated Montreal Canadiens game when the Habs will try again to clinch a playoff spot. The Green Party won't be part of it, as organizers say they don't meet the inclusion criteria. The Greens have voiced their objection to the decision. Tonight, it will be the Liberals, Conservatives, NDP, and Bloc Québécois. The English language leaders' debate is tomorrow night. And if you missed it this morning, we held an all-candidates debate for Bruce Gray Owen Sound on our AM 560 CFOS this morning. You can see the video on the platform X and listen to the podcast online at our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. You can find the video on our website under the Election 2025 section or the podcast version by clicking On Air, Podcasts, and then Open Line. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 38 points to 24,106. The Dow Jones is down 699 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.1 U.S. cents, up 43 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $62.61, up $1.28 a barrel. In sports, the NHL playoff picture could become cast in stone tonight. The Montreal Canadiens have a chance to lock down the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. The Habs are taking on the Carolina Hurricanes and need just a single point to clinch. A regulation loss and they'll have to watch the Columbus Blue Jackets play tomorrow to determine their playoff fate. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their final regular season game tomorrow. Nothing on the line, though. They are the Atlantic Division champions and will get the Ottawa Senators in the first round. In the OHL playoffs, the Windsor Spitfires go for a sweep of the Kitchener Rangers tonight. The OHL Under-18 priority selection is set to go this evening. The Owen Sound Attack will pick fifth overall. And Canada takes on Japan in the quarterfinals of the Women's World Hockey Championship tomorrow. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next. Checking the forecast, a chance of flurries clearing tonight, some fog patches developing overnight, 40-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, minus 5, the wind chill minus 7. Sunny Thursday, a light breeze and a high around 10 degrees. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.